worse, and residents in one of the most populous provinces of China revealed that a large number of people have died from it, causing another boom in business for the local private funeral industry.
疫情凶猛，河南省殡仪馆火葬场爆满。席卷中国的神秘肺炎疫情继续恶化，中国人口最多的省份之一的居民透露，已有大量人员死于肺炎，导致当地私营殡葬业生意再次兴旺。
This wave of pneumonia started to be noticed spreading in China in September, mostly among children, spiked in mid-October, and further worsened in November to another age group while continuing to sweep across the country. The ruling Chinese Communist Party, CCP, has attributed the outbreak to cross-infections of influenza, mycoplasma pneumonia, respiratory syncytial virus, and rhinovirus, and other respiratory infections while avoiding mention and downplaying COVID-19.
蔓延到其他年龄段，同时继续席卷全国。中共将此次疫情归因于流感、支原体肺炎、呼吸道合胞病毒、鼻病毒和其他呼吸道感染的交叉感染，但回避提及新冠病毒。
However, the public and international community were not convinced that the outbreak is not related to COVID-19. The CCP admitted in mid-December that a much more contagious new COVID-19 variant, the JN1 mutant strain, has been circulating in China for a couple of months.
不过，公众和国际社会并不相信肺炎与新冠病毒无关。中共在12月中旬承认，传染性更强的新冠病毒新变种 JN1 突变株已在中国流行了几个月。
Residents in Henan province in central China, the third most populous province in the country, revealed that many people had been infected and died from the pneumonia outbreak, but there is an unspoken rule in the state medical system to avoid any mention of COVID-19.
中国人口第三大省河南省的居民透露，许多人因肺炎疫情感染并死亡。但国家医疗系统有一个潜规则，即避免提及新冠病毒。
Zhou Xiang, pseudonym, a resident in Nanyang City of Henan Province, recently told the Epoch Times that there are many locals suffering from fevers and colds and that the local hospitals are full. While many children have been infected, more elderly people have died from pneumonia.
河南省南阳市居民周翔化名，最近告诉大纪元记者，当地有很多人发烧感冒，当地医院都住满了人，许多儿童受到感染，但更多老人死于肺炎。
Now, they are not allowed to say that it is related to COVID-19, Mr. Zhou said. They attribute the elderly patients' infections to their underlying diseases because the medical system does notallow them to say that there is COVID-19 virus. Patients request to take COVID-19 tests are denied, and when they ask the doctor if it's COVID-19, the doctors don't tell them. Actually, ordinary people all know that it's still COVID-19.
周先生说，现在他们不能说这与新冠病毒有关。他们把老年患者的感染归咎于他们的基础疾病，因为医疗系统不允许他们说有新冠病毒，病人要求做新冠病毒检测都被拒绝了。当他们问医生是不是新冠病毒感染时，医生也不告诉他们，其实普通人都知道这还是新冠病毒疫情。
Mr. Liu, pseudonym, also a resident of Henan Province, told the Epoch Times that some of the colleges were infected with pneumonia and their symptoms were more serious. Many children are also infected, he said. People all think that it's a reappearance of the COVID-19 epidemic.
河南省居民刘先生告诉大纪元记者，他的一些同事感染了肺炎，症状比较严重。他说，很多孩子也被感染了，人们都认为这是新冠病毒疫情的再次出现。
In recent days, Mr. Mu, synonym, who is from Henan but works in Beijing, told the Epoch Times that he returned to Henan to escape the pneumonia outbreak in Beijing. The epidemic in Beijing is indeed serious, he said.
来自河南但在北京工作的穆先生最近告诉大纪元记者，他回到河南是为了躲避北京的肺炎疫情。他说，北京的疫情确实很严重。
However, he found that there are many infections in Henan as well. He said he learned from WeChat groups that a 53-year-old female teacher in Henan suddenly fell down and died, and a 49-year-old man also died the same way, adding that these kinds of deaths attract the most comments on social media.
穆先生发现河南也有很多感染病例，他说他从微信群中得知，河南一名53岁的女教师突然倒地死亡，一名49岁的男子也以同样的方式死亡。他还说，这类死亡事件在社交媒体上吸引了最多的评论。
Local residents in Henan revealed that government-run crematoriums are operating day and night, and that the number of funerals has increased sharply.
河南当地居民透露，政府运营的火葬场日夜开工，葬礼数量急剧增加。
Mr. Zhou said that he visited the funeral home twice in recent days to attend funerals and noticed that it was getting crowded. He said that his friend who worked in a funeral home told him that their crematoriums now operate 24 hours a day. There are 8 crematoriums in the funeral home, all cremating corpses 24 hours a day, which is quite scary, he said.
周先生告诉大纪元记者，最近几天他两次去殡仪馆参加葬礼，发现那里越来越拥挤。他说，在殡仪馆工作的朋友告诉他，殡仪馆的火化炉现在是24小时营业。他说，殡仪馆里有8个火化炉，都是24小时火化尸体，很恐怖。
He said that before the 2020 COVID-19 outbreak, most areas in mainland China had a custom of not burning corpses after 12 p.m., which was called no cremation after high noon. But after COVID-19 broke out, the crematoriums worked day and night.
周先生说，在2020年新冠病毒疫情爆发之前，中国大陆大部分地区都有中午12点后不焚烧尸体的习俗，也就是所谓了过了正午不火化，但新冠病毒疫情爆发后，火葬场昼夜不停地工作。
Mr. Zhou revealed that in Nanyang City, in addition to government-run funeral homes under the Civil Affairs Bureau, the number of local private funeral parlors and morgues has increased dramatically in the past 2 or 3 years.
周先生透露，在南阳市，除了民政局下属的官办殡仪馆外，近2-3年来，当地私营殡仪馆和太平间的数量也急剧增加。
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Hershey. Now it's time for me to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Tricontinental.And the song is called Love Is, which is from the album titled Dust Dance, released in November 2018. 听众朋友大家下午好，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rock Channel Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，又到了我们为大家 推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Tricontinental 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Love Is。
Get along, little dog, get along, get along, little dog, get along. Why can't we all just get along? Why can't we all just get along? So much trouble in this land.Give a dog a bone and he'll bite your hand. So much said, so little heard. The answer lies in just one word. Give him understanding, a little bit of time. Come on, little doggy, I'm yours andMine. A little understanding, a little bit of time. Come on, everybody, I am yours and you are mine. Come on, come on, come on. Love is a tieThat binds, keeps us all together when it all unwinds. Love is the food we crave, feeds our soul from the cradle to the grave. Love is you and love is me. Love is all that we need.Trouble in this land. Everybody needs a helping hand. A little understanding, a little bit of time. Come on, everybody, I'm yours and you are mine. Come on.
called Love Is, and it's by Tricontinental. For more information, you can visit www.tricontinental.com. Uplex is a music piece composed and produced by Ron Cobb, and it's called Argentina, which is from the album titled World Cafe, released in September 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Ron Cobb 作曲并制作的乐曲，名字叫做 Argentina， 希望您喜欢。 Here comes the last song for today's music segment of the China show, and it's a song vocal by Yi Nanjing, and it's called Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And Hershey wish everyone happy holidays and happy new year to you all. And see you in the new year. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由伊能静演唱的《圣诞快乐》。在这里呢，何西衷心祝福大家节日快乐，新年快乐。我们下周再在空中相会。
是90.1 FM。